Welcome to the Holiness Today podcast. On today's episode, listen to NMI Central's mission highlights for the month of March. NMI Central focuses on the global work of the Church of the Nazarene, making you aware of the prayer needs and praise reports of the global church.
Asia Pacific region, Australia. Aboriginal Australians are considered the oldest known civilization on Earth, and Southeast Asian settlers arrived in Australia centuries before Europeans arrived in the 17th century. From 1788 until 1823, the New South Wales colony, now Australia, was officially a penal colony and settled by thousands of British and Irish released convicts who had served their sentences, transported there for the purpose of populating the large territory. By 1829, all of Australia was claimed for Great Britain. In the 1850s, gold rushes attracted many to the colonies and began to shift Australia away from its penal colony roots. Numerous people groups have settled in Australia throughout its history, resulting in diverse cultural populations. Independence was somewhat gradual, beginning with the Federation in 1901. In 1942, it severed most constitutional links with the UK, but remained a part of the British Commonwealth. In 1986, the British and Australian governments passed the Australia Act, which removed any remaining legislative or legal power that the British government had over Australia, making it a fully independent country. However, Australia remains an active participant in the Commonwealth. While Christianity is the major religion, over 30% of people make no faith claim. Like many places around the globe, relevancy is a continuing challenge. Many have negative attitudes toward Christians' perceived intolerance, and individualized spirituality without accountability is often preferred. Many denominations are in decline. The Church of the Nazarene established work in Australia in 1946 and has sought to live out the message of scriptural holiness as Christ-like disciples in this diverse nation. NMI Snapshot. For the past several years, Pastor Yusin Hu has been ministering to several Aboriginal communities in the Perth and South regions in Western Australia. He is pastoring and supporting six different communities, covering hundreds of kilometers each week. In the last 4 years, the districts across Australia have come together to support the ministry to the Aboriginals by blessing the children in these communities with backpacks filled with practical and fun gifts for Christmas. This year, the districts had another backpack distribution, which began with a celebration service and Christmas love lunch with our Aboriginal brothers and sisters to build relationships and share God's love with them. Five churches of the Nazarene in the Perth area gathered to share in the festivities. Pastor Hu and his team's goal was to distribute 240 backpacks, which had been prepared in Perth at the Daniella Church of the Nazarene. The churches across the two districts, Australia South and Australia Northwest, are encouraged to donate funds for the backpacks and their contents. Pastor Hu and a team traveled 300 kilometers from town to town around Western Australia, distributing the backpacks to Aboriginal children. While not all Aboriginal children needed the backpack, they experienced God's love for them through this ministry. The Christmas backpacks have been a great opportunity for the Nazarene family to show God's love in a tangible way. The message of hope and joy in Jesus is spread through these backpacks. Prayer. Pray for our Australian Nazarene church families to continue to be united, inspired, and challenged in missions wherever they serve. Pray for opportunities for the church to be the hands and feet of Jesus in their communities. Pray for the next generations to hear and respond to God's call to ministry in this part of the Asia Pacific region. Praise. Praise God for the Nazarene family in Australia who are demonstrating Jesus' love to those in need. Praise God for the faithfulness of Nazarenes in their efforts to reach the many people groups that make up Australia's diverse populace. USA-Canada region, Kent, Washington, United States. The work of the Church of the Nazarene began officially in the United States in 1887, though the formal organization of the denomination occurred in 1908 with the merger of several like-minded holiness groups. As in many parts of the world, there is an ever-increasing secularization of society, and in the post-COVID world, the United States finds itself fragmenting politically, socially, and economically, with many Americans feeling isolated between extremes. There is a renewed emphasis on evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. Whether congregational settings are large or small, people are looking for church communities committed to authenticity, open-hearted fellowship, and a sense of belonging. The message of scriptural holiness is more relevant than ever. It expresses itself through missions, often to the marginalized and disenfranchised of society, many of whom are immigrant populations who entered the United States as refugees from around the world. While the significant increase in refugees seeking asylum in the United States has proved challenging, it has also provided wonderful opportunities to bridge differences between cultures and introduce the love of Jesus to all who locate in the neighborhoods where the Church of the Nazarene is present. The USA-Canada region is focusing this year on an initiative of blessing our community. As you'll read in the story that follows, unutilized sources can become channels for connecting with and blessing others who need to know that they are loved and cared for by Christ's followers. NMI Snapshot. Kent, Washington, a town of 134,000 people, is rated the 7th most diverse city in America. On a hill near the heart of the town is Kent Hillside Church of the Nazarene, a church that wanted to reflect the diversity of its own neighborhood. Assessing their resources and who their neighbors were, the church realized that they had unutilized resources that could be used for ministry. There was an unused parking lot, and a church member who was a sewing instructor had 8 sewing machines in her garage. Immigrants and refugees from various countries lived around the church building. Many were newly arrived, looking for community and green spaces for growing vegetables from their homeland. Many of the newly arrived women felt isolated, as most knew little English, had no family support, and needed help managing the transit system. The church transformed the parking lot into a community garden managed by neighbors from over 20 countries. Coming weekly to care for their garden beds, the neighbors made friends while learning from one another. A women's sewing class for Afghan refugees started, where they learned basic sewing skills while making beautiful things for their homes. They have learned simple English and how to ride the transit system, and more importantly, they have built relationships with one another that helped ease the isolation of this new and unfamiliar life. The outcome from these ministries is more than vegetables and fabric. It's people from diverse backgrounds speaking different languages, finding common ground, and being woven together into a beautiful blend of God's creative grace. Kent Hillside discovered the mission field in its own neighborhood and is reaching out, illustrating God's love for all his people. Prayer. Pray that the gardeners and the Afghan women will experience the love of Christ in their friendship with the church members. Pray that a revival will break out in the churches and in the hearts of Nazarenes throughout the USA-Canada region. Pray that the Church of the Nazarene will continue to find creative ways to reach others for Christ, to bless their communities. Praise. Praise God that churches in the USA-Canada region are helping displaced people find community and hope in their new country. Praise God that the Kent Hillside Church ministries are transforming the lives of their neighbors. Praise God for the new churches started from ministry to refugees and immigrants in the USA-Canada region. To learn more about the Blessing Our Community initiative, visit www.usacanadaregion.org. Global Church of the Nazarene, Alabaster 75th Anniversary Year. Around the world, churches are often organized in housing blocks both as a point of entry into a community and as a place of worship for the community. It has been a successful strategy, but with recent changes in laws in some countries, it means that the congregation cannot worship freely because of restrictions on noise when a congregation is particularly enthusiastic in its worship music or preaching. This presents new challenges for established congregations and usually means relocation to a standalone structure. The good news is that churches are growing and their worship is vibrant. The bad news is that it creates a financial burden for those congregations, many of whom serve immigrant demographics or are located in city centers where properties are expensive. Prayer. Pray for the churches of the Nazarene around the world that are planted and grow in urban centers among immigrant populations. Pray for the churches in Spain faced with the need to move from their premises to standalone buildings in order to worship freely. Praise. Praise God that Alabaster makes it possible to have worshiping congregations. Praise God for the new opportunities that Alabaster provides in countries where low-income congregations can secure funds to build a standalone church or lease a space that makes worship possible. To learn more about Alabaster giving, visit nazarene.org/alabaster. Mesoamerica region, Nicaragua. Nicaragua gained its independence from Spain in September of 1821 and has been an independent republic since 1838. However, its more recent history has been marked by dictatorship and civil war, with swings right and left in its politics, leaving Nicaragua one of the poorest nations in Latin America. This has created a diaspora of Nicaraguans in other countries seeking some stability. Costa Rica is the country to which the largest number of working Nicaraguans immigrate, with the harvest of bananas and coffee attracting the most seasonal migration. Nicaragua has struggled to progress in its elimination of human trafficking, and low-income and seasonal migration of adults to work outside the country has left the young vulnerable to sex and labor trafficking. The Church of the Nazarene established work in Nicaragua in 1937. For over 80 years, the Church of the Nazarene in Nicaragua has been touching many lives with the resurrection message of Jesus, who brings life and hope. NMI Snapshot. The Church of the Nazarene in Nicaragua has sought to study and replicate the life and ministry of Jesus. This means working together across ministries in an integrated way, endeavoring to bring unity to the churches and a shared understanding that all ages matter to God. There is no living church without children, there is no active church without young people, and there is no history of the church without adults, which is why we all integrate as one body to be the church to which God has called us. Reverend Maria Antonia Ponce de Picado, Superintendent of Central District of Nicaragua. Financial resources have always been a limitation in carrying out the mission here, but God has given his people a spirit of joyful courage, a passion for the lost, and a deep desire to see his kingdom spread throughout the nation. District leadership and local pastors find creative ways to reach more people in remote areas through integrated ministries, and God is touching many lives with the transformation of the heart. Jesus is known, and his message of love opens doors for evangelism and compassionate engagement with many who have little to live on, who walk great distances for water, and who have no electricity. Helping with food and clothing demonstrates the love of Christ, and those who live in these remote areas are coming to worship God in huts covered with branches. Simplicity is not an impediment to faith and worship. Every generation is learning that working as a single team has allowed them to reach more people with a single missionary message. God is one with the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is the model that Jesus taught us and the one that we are replicating with our work of integrated ministries. The Church of the Nazarene of Nicaragua celebrates its missionary heritage that its ancestors lived and taught. That mission challenges the church of today to move forward and move out, bringing the message of holiness to all generations. Prayer. Pray for retired pastors who have given their lives to the mission of the Church of the Nazarene, some of whose health is very precarious. Pray for a fresh commitment by next generations to the mission of God. Pray that God will call and send workers into his harvest field in Nicaragua. Praise. Praise God because he has opened doors to preach his word in places where we thought it would not be possible. Praise God for servants who have taken up the cross and followed him to bring his word to areas facing difficult situations.
Thank you for listening to the Holiness Today podcast. If you enjoyed this production and wish to hear more, visit holinesstoday.org/podcast or find us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.